Now for the console. He tipped it up on edge to get at the hollow bottom. He unlocked a cabinet and got the booby trap and put it under the front edge of the bottom. He would not set it yet. He would give it 10 minutes from when he operated the console at firing time. The length of the firing would be 3 minutes. He had decided to take it easy on himself. And the recoil time would be about 40 seconds later. So, 6 minutes and 20 seconds after he fired, bang! No console! He took it out and put it down on the oversized metal platform made for it. A platform about 10 feet by 7 feet, just inside the atmosphere armor zone. All nicely figured out. The big bus bars which operated the atmosphere armor cable had long since been installed on a raised board. He hadn't expected snow, but he had put a weather shield on the cable board. He hadn't put a shelter for the console itself. So now he had to throw a piece of tarpaulin over it to keep snow off the buttons. Turl adjusted the console's position and then got the forklift out of there. He simply dumped it. What did it matter? Those animals had left machinery all over the place. Big magnetic cranes, blade scraper, diggers. What a mess. He got busy connecting the power cables from the poles to the console. It was quite a massive lot of cables. He didn't want to trip on his way from the console when he punched in the coordinates to the platform, so he bundled them all together. It made a snake about 6 inches in diameter. Turl double-checked the color codes. Yes, he had them all correct. He checked the armor cable by turning it on. A lot of new snow flew into the air in a circle. Yes, it worked. He turned it off. He checked the juice input to the console. All live. Turl looked at his watch. It was a full hour to firing time. Time to go in for a mouthful of Kerbango. He surveyed the office. Last time he would ever see this place. Thank the devils. Turl opened his cabinets and began to dump anything and everything into the recycling bin. He opened the false backs and bottoms and consigned anything in them to oblivion. The habits of a security chief were too strong. He dumped all his reams of notes and formulas into the maw of the recycler. Then he noticed it wasn't running. Ah, of course, he must have blown the compound fuses when he put that armor cable on. Who cared? This planet was going up in smoke anyway. He went to his closet and got his dress uniform and boots out and quickly changed. He put on his parade cap. He looked at himself in the mirror. Pretty good. Turl threw a few things in a travel bag. He looked at his watch. 20 minutes to go. The snow he could see through the compound roof was coming down even heavier. Who cared? He put on a breathe mask with a fresh pair of cartridges, picked up the beautifully wrapped, and very difficult to unwrap, ultimate bomb, picked up his travel kit, and left his office for the last time. All was ready outside.